just a few points in regards to the nusach of the bracha of tzitzis. So the nusach for kalas katan is al mitzvah tzitzis. For kalas gadol is lihisatef b'tzitzis. Okay. Mishabur says a person way made a bracha one way or the other. Did he have a person made a bracha lihisatef on a kalas katan or on a tzitzis on a kalas gadol? He'd be yoytzeh. Now the word itzuf, we'll see, we'll talk about tomorrow exactly what itzuf is. The word itzuf l'chara means wrapping yourself in, which is what a person does when they put on the talis gadol. You can't do that on a talis katan. Right? And there are some people actually do it on a talis katan, but the meaning is not to do it on a talis katan. So how are you yotzei with the nusach l'itzate the tzitzis, or batzitzis in the talis katan, if they're not really doing itzuf? So the portion said that the lashon of itzuf, even though the Yerushalayim on the Pirush of Tefillah says even though the word itzuf means to wrap yourself like by the Yishmaelim, it doesn't necessarily mean the full ma'is of itzuf Yishmaelim. The more says it in regards to Avelis. That's what the more says it. You know what's connected to the two dots? The more says stuff in regards to Avelis, itzuf means like the Yishmaelim. In regards to tzitzis, it just means that you're wearing something. That's why you're to be yavid even on your talis katan. The correct nusach for a talis gadol, for those of you in the gay already right now, and those of you who will be in the gay at some point in your life, the Shabur Pazans, you say bitzitzis, not batzitzis. The Kiddush Rabbanor Pazans, you say batzitzis, not bitzitzis. It seems to be the Rizal seems to be the nusach is batzitzis. In the mitzvah of tzitzis, as opposed to bitzitzis, I mean misata right now, in tzitzis. But the Mishabura passes that the Nusach is bitzitzis, generally follow the Nusach of the Mishabura, unless you have a minig otherwise. A person, when they make the bracha, you're making the bracha on the talis gadol, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Talis katan, on the other hand, person gets up, we said earlier, as soon as you get up in the morning, you should put on your talis katan. Well, that's one time, you didn't wash your hands yet necessarily, you should put on after you wash your hands. You have to go to the bathroom, you can't make a bracha yet. So you have the mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah before the bracha, like you find many of the times when a person is not roid to say the bracha, he doesn't say the bracha then, goes to the bathroom, washes his hands, and he says the bracha. At that point in time, they say the bracha, you should indicate what you're making the bracha on. She's supposed to be the mashmash the tzitzis. That just means you touch your tzitzis, you take a hold of your tzitzis, you touch them, to indicate the bracha is being made on the tzitzis that you're wearing. So that's to clarify what you're doing. It's not before the mitzvah. It is before the mitzvah. The next second is the mitzvah, and you're doing the bracha now before that. So even though whatever was earlier, the bracha was not set on, it's better that you should, whatever at least at this point and onwards, the bracha is being set on. Okay, have a good morning. Have a great day.